So as I was saying, Ace Magashule mentioned he made some comments on TV on Newsroom Africa a bit earlier about these liberation struggle veterans facing charges relating to that hostage situation. So let's bring you a quick update on what's happened in that court case in Pretoria today, because we've had this these 53 odd struggle veterans who have been applying for bail, and that's because they were arrested after holding the two ministers and a deputy minister hostage last week. Masechaba Sefularo, EWN reporter, joining us now. Masechaba, good afternoon to you. Thank you for your time. So I'm very intrigued by this. We have 13 of the 53 that have been granted bail. Is that right?
Yes, that's right, Mandy. Good afternoon to you. The matter has continued for 13 of the accused who've been granted 500 rand bail. And this is because the state was able to verify their addresses and do profile checks and confirm that they have no other pending legal or criminal matters. And they faced a Schedule 1 bail application. The state, they moved to have the bail set at 2,000 rand for each of the accused. However, this was opposed by the defense, who said that the accused were unemployed and indigent and so could not afford a bail of more than 500 rand. And so this was granted by the magistrate. So bail for 13 of the accused is set at 500 rand each. They've been warned that they should return to court, as a matter was postponed to the 1st of February 2022. This is for the 13 accused. In court adjourned, Mandy, for a short period and will resume shortly. It has not resumed as yet, shortly, for the rest of the group.
So it doesn't mean that the rest of the group has been denied bail. In other words, they're not necessarily staying in jail until February next year. We're waiting for a decision from the court and the remainder.
That's right, Mandy. Proceedings are expected to continue this afternoon, and we will find out then what happens to the rest of the accused.
Masechaba, thank you so much. Masechaba Sefularo, EWN reporter. So 13 of those liberation struggle veterans have been granted bail. We are waiting then for the magistrate's court, which is sitting at the Hosimampuru Correctional Facility, to make a decision or an announcement on the remaining lot of them.